The Republican National Convention in Milwaukee will conclude tonight when former President Donald Trump formally accepts his party's nomination. Wisconsin Public Radio reporters Anya Van Wagendonk and Rich Kramer have been covering the state's GOP delegation this week. They spoke with WPR Capitol Bureau Chief Sean Johnson at the convention about Republican efforts to court unions and young voters, two groups who've traditionally backed Democrats.
Anya, you had a story this week about the speech from Teamsters President Sean O'Brien to the Republican National Convention. Let's just stop right there for a minute. The head of the Teamsters addressed the RNC. How unusual is that?
Very unusual. This is the first time that a Teamsters president has addressed the RNC in the organization's 121-year history. O'Brien has said that this is a means of courting bipartisan support for unions. And in his speech, he said, you know, it doesn't matter what party alliance a politician has, all lawmakers need to be supporting unions.
And so he didn't endorse at the convention, but it definitely rubbed some unions the wrong way. You talked to some union leaders in Wisconsin and elsewhere. What did they say?
I spoke with union leaders at the local, state, and national level. A lot of them said that they agree with his overall message, kind of castigating corporate greed and taking big bosses to task. But they say that the Democratic Party, and specifically President Biden, who has positioned himself as the most pro-union president in history, is actually the candidate that will move their interests forward.
And this is all happening in Wisconsin, the state where Republicans under former Governor Scott Walker made national news when they passed those restrictions on collective bargaining known as Act 10. Unions famously fought Walker. Is there any sense that they'd be open to supporting Trump in 2024?
Studies are indicating that actually rank-and-file union members are starting to move a little bit away from the Democratic Party. And so when I talk about the way that these unions endorse Biden or are aligned with the Democratic Party, that is at the leadership level. Rank-and-file members don't have to vote in lockstep, and we are seeing that some of Trump's message of being pro-worker rather than specifically pro-union does resonate with many people who feel that, you know, the economic tides are not in their favor.
And Rich, your story looked at another group of voters who've been associated typically with Democrats, young people. There are a few young Republicans in the state's delegation to the RNC. Who'd you talk to, and how'd they get into politics?
Well, you're right. There is a handful of very young Republican delegates. They are essentially in their 20s, early to mid-20s. One of them is Dixon Wolf of Green Bay. He got interested in politics at the ripe old age of 14. He's now 22 years old. Another individual I talked to was Brandon Malley. He's been working on campaigns since he was in his teens. So what I heard from these individuals is that the idea of home ownership is one that seems hard to reach for people in their age group, and they're turned on by Donald Trump's message of economic prosperity, essentially, through the Republican Party. So Dixon Wolf in particular said that he thinks that Gen Z is quite conservative, actually.
And some of these Republicans kind of came of political age at the time that Donald Trump was running for president in 2016. You mentioned to one of the delegates you talked to that some critics of Trump see the GOP moving away from a focus on conservative policies to populism and personality. And he said?
He said that's good. He thinks it's going to stay that way with regard to the Republican Party, and he doesn't want to see it go back. And in a sense, populism to him means of the people, and that the party is more focused on the forgotten, quote-unquote, forgotten men and women of America. And he thinks that there's real strength in focusing on them and growing the party as a result.
And so with young people, there does seem to be data showing that this is not entirely anecdotal. What's it show?
So this is new data from the Pew Research Center that came out just before the Republican National Convention here in Milwaukee shows that individuals, registered voters within the 18 to 29-year-old age group are essentially moving away from the Democratic Party and moving towards the Republican Party. That's a first, that's new, and that matters in states like Wisconsin, where elections are often decided by one percentage point.
That was WPR's Rich Kramer and Anya Van Wagendonk. They spoke with WPR's Sean Johnson from the site of the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee.